When your health matters, when you need information you can trust, Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by CopperTouch, is there for you. Now, here is your host, Linda Pavick.
Hello, everybody. My name is Paul Frazier, and you are listening to Welcome to Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by CopperTouch, a lifetime of germ protection. Your Cleaner on the Go with CopperTouch. I'm here with my co-host, Linda Pavick. How you doing, Linda?
Hey, Paul. I'm doing great.
Great. Excellent. It's going to be a great show today. And then we have a special guest out there who, her name is Sandra Beck. How you doing, Sandra?
Great, Paul. Great, Linda. Happy to be here.
Great. Thanks for joining us today. Today's show is about a very, very ugly word. And it's a very ugly word, and a lot of people know this word as being, how can I put it lightly, gross. So the word today, the special word today, and the special show today is called germs. Ugh. When people think of germs, they think, what the heck, how do you, I mean, the first thing they think of, how to avoid it. How do you not get near any germs? Well, they're unavoidable. So what we got to do is we got to live with them. You know, we got to live with germs, and this show is going to tell us how we're going to avoid germs. So I'm going to ask Linda Pavick to tell us, what do you think about avoiding these germs, Linda?
Well, I think, Paul, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think what we're going to do is first, let me introduce CopperTouch to the audience that is not familiar with our product. We have two copper products. You rub them on your hands for 60 seconds. And copper is an amazing metal because it's naturally antimicrobial. Most people don't know that. So our product is made of 99.9% copper, which means that it is antimicrobial. The action of rubbing the copper on your hands, the germs have a membrane. The copper will then puncture that membrane. The friction activates it, and it will kill the germs. So it's not meant to be a replacement for soap and water, but you don't always have soap and water available. Hand sanitizers are great, but if you're using them all the time, they're drying out your hands, they're sticky, they're gooey. And so this is a wonderful, wonderful product that you can carry with you. It's a lifetime product. If you go on our website, coppertouch.com, you can take a look. One is shaped like a bar of soap. The other one is shaped more like a large silver dollar. And like I say, you rub it on your hands for 60 seconds. And that action, the friction of rubbing that on your hands, will penetrate the membrane of the germs. I can't emphasize that enough. And it will kill them. And you can rub all day long if you want to. Carry it in your pocket. The copper is not going to harm you. The only people that could ever be harmed by copper is the very small percentage that have a disease called Wilson's disease. Otherwise, the copper will not harm you.
So there's people out there that have that disease.
It's a rare disease, but we mention it, and it's in all of our literature. Wow. So if you were one of them, our product wouldn't be for you. But for the general population, it's a great product.
The good thing about this product is, and that today is a very important show about germs, is this CopperTouch fits right in with this topic, is that, boy, you just, if you're not around soap and water, boy, it's really nice. It's just rub it on your hands for 60 seconds and that's it. I mean,
right. No, it's a perfect substitute. And like I say, you buy one, and if you don't lose it, it will last a lifetime. So there's not many things you can say that about, that you don't have to recharge, you don't have to put batteries in, you don't have to replace every so often. It is a lifetime product. So it's a really good value. But getting back to copper, because a lot of people don't know a lot about copper. And when you think back to ancient times, they discovered copper. And when they discovered copper, originally they were using it to forge tools and to forge weapons. Well, then they found out when they would cut themselves or harm themselves, if they laid the copper on the wounds, it was healing them.
Wow.
And then they also discovered, wait a minute, if they made like drinking vessel out of copper. They weren't dying of sickness. People weren't getting as sick. So by trial and error, it was discovered way in ancient times. Then there was a real big movement in like the 50s or 60s where hospitals were saying we should be using more copper because we know that it kills germs.
Right.
But then the expense of copper at that time precluded them from really moving forward with it. I think you're going to see the movement now move in the direction of copper. I think you're going to see some hospitals putting copper in operating rooms,
right.
copper stethoscopes, bed rails. I think you're going to see more and more of it.
All over the place, probably.
Right.
Grocery stores with their carts and everything too, probably, huh?
Right. No, absolutely. And when you think, you know, in recent times there's been, you know, we've gone through terrible things with viruses and people being frightened and afraid and wearing masks and everything else. And one of the things that has been interesting are all of the myths that have come out of this, right?
Right.
So one of the things that people always talked about was, can you pick up certain germs or viruses from the surface of, be it a table, mm-hmm. whatever it might be? Well, when they tested copper versus, let's say, plastic or stainless steel, other types of surfaces, copper, without any friction, without any rubbing, killed every germ on its surface within 4 hours. Whereas if you took like a plastic surface or you took a stainless steel surface, it could be as long as 2 to 3 days before those germs would be dispelled. So
that would really help hospitals. Wow.
Right. So copper is pretty amazing. And Sandra, I want to bring you into this a little bit because I know that you use Copper Touch. You have kids. And so can you just share with us a little bit your thoughts about the Copper Touch product?
Yeah, one of the things that I really like about it is it's portable, it slips in my purse, and it's really handy when you can't get to a water source. You know, if you're sitting in the stands at a basketball game or a volleyball game, or, you know, we're all sitting like ducks in a row on an airplane, you know, which these things, you know, have happened so much, and they're really tough, especially for me as a single mom. And I have two kids. And when my kids were smaller, Linda, it was like a Sophie's choice. Do I take one to the bathroom, leave one here? You know, those things get to be really annoying. And you know, kids stick their hands in everything. So when it comes to feeding them, if I can't get to a water source, I don't have any handy wipes. I really don't like carrying the liquid stuff. It just spills and gets so messy and it dries out their hands. Right. I can just hand them the bar and they think it's fun. You know, they think it's cool. It's different. And I can get their hands clean, germ free, so that they could eat a sandwich or, you know, do whatever we need to do to eat in a place where water isn't easily and readily available. Like they can't just run over here and wash their hands.
Well, you know, also it probably would be great to put in their little lunchbox or put in their little backpack this Copper Touch and have them bring it to school.
Because oh, absolutely. And their sports bags.
They are flying around like Batman.
Yeah. Right. Well, especially for their sports bags, because, you know, when you think of a basketball or a volleyball, my kids play both. How many times their hands touch that ball, the ball touches the ground, you know, it's all over. And then they go and they sit down somewhere and they can't leave the area. And they eat, you know, they literally are hungry after the game and they reach in their bag and they start eating. And I'm horrified because it's like, you know, go wash your hands first. But they can't because coach won't let them leave the court. So I give them those to put in their sports bags because it's just a way to help keep the germs down so that they're healthier.
Right. You know what would be a great idea, you guys, is that the kid goes into school and you got a person there who hands out Copper Touch. So they have to carry it with them all the time during school. You know, if they don't have one of their own, hey, this school supplies Copper Touch.
Yeah. Right, absolutely. No, you would think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they would cut down on everything.
There's no doubt about
absenteeism
it.
Absenteeism and everything.
No doubt about it at all.
Yeah.
And that is kind of the direction that we're going. That's one of the reasons why we're going to be doing a lot of these podcasts, is to get the word out. I think for some people, they would say, wait a minute, you know, a piece of copper, you know, how's that going to kill the germs or whatever? Right. And we have all the hard science mm-hmm. on our website. We don't go through the hard science here. There's a lot of people that don't want to listen to all of that. But for those that really want to know exactly how it works, our lab testing is all on there, the hard science, and it will explain to you exactly how copper activates and reacts to the germs.
Yeah, so just go to the coppertouch.com website and you can see everything that our scientists are saying about copper.
Right, and there's a lot of myths about germs that are out there. And when we get back after the break, we're going to discuss some of those myths and the things that are talked about, and maybe dispel some of those mysteries.
And there's a lot of myths out there. I mean, myths that are not true, and some of them are true. You know, right. You never know. But this, this product is not only a wonder product, because, I mean, like we have been saying this whole time, germs is the topic of the show, and this product will cut right through those germs, and it will eliminate them, where you can walk around all day being germ-free, which is really something else. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I was thinking that maybe when you say the word germs, people just try to avoid it at all costs. But you know what? In these day and age, you can't do that no more. So,
well, I think people are more frightened
about
the discussion now more than they've ever been.
Right, right. People are walking around, can't touch each other, and, you know, they're worried about getting breathed on and everything. So, no, it's a great product. And when we come back, we'll talk more about it. So I want you to – thanks for listening to Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by Copper Touch, a lifetime of germ protection. Because you're cleaner on the go with Copper Touch. Check us out at coppertouch.com or give us a call at 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. We'll be right back right after these messages with more Cleaner on the Go Radio.
Cleaner on the Go Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Traveling, hiking, working with kids, or have limited mobility? When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
Moving a person can put a strain on your back and neck and put a patient at risk. Caregivers and health professionals risk injury moving people from one surface to another. That's where Beezy Premium Transfer Systems reduce the risk of injury and allow you to transfer patients up to 400 pounds. Visit BeezyBoards.com. Thanks to Beezy, it's so easy. When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% of antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
We're back with more from Cleaner on the Go Radio. Here's your host, Linda Pavick.
Thank you all for joining us, and welcome back to Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by Copper Touch, a lifetime of germ protection. You're Cleaner on the Go with Copper Touch. I am your host, Paul Frazier. I'm here with Linda Pavick, and we left the first half of the show talking about germs. Now, Linda is going to be talking to us about myths and what's behind those myths, if they're true or if they are false.
That's right. So, Sandra and Paul, I'm going to ask you the first one.
Okay.
hand dryers are more sanitary than paper towels. Is that true or is that false?
I don't know, Paul. Do you think it blows germs at people? I don't know.
False. False.
You say false, I say true.
Yeah. A recent review found that paper towels are far more hygienic than dryers, which simply blow bacteria all over your hands. Hey, there you go, Sandra. You get
there
it right
you
on
go.
The
mouth.
Sandra got it.
In addition to the entire bathroom, so you're blowing germs all over the bathroom and everything. That sounds great. Yeah.
Gross, actually.
Well, it does. But would most people even know that? I mean, I would have never thought about it.
I would have never thought of that either. And that's a great thing to know, too.
Okay, so another true or false. You can catch a disease from a toilet seat.
Ooh.
Sandra, what do you think?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. I never even thought about. I mean, you know, you're careful when you sit down there, but can I catch disease? I hope not.
All right, false. This is a popular misconception, but it's just not true. Since viruses and bacteria die almost instantly when they leave the body. Boy, this is really.
No, that's really true, though. And I think most people do feel that you can transmit germs to one another from toilet seats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, of course, you, Paul, don't have to worry about it as much as we women do.
Well, that's not true because nowadays people have to be, you know, mm-hmm. A lot of men sit down when they go to the bathroom.
Okay, we're gonna move right on along.
My dad, I can vouch for that. I think the older you get, the less likely you are to stand.
This conversation has taken a turn.
We want to be transgender equal.
Okay, here is another one for you. So both of you, using an antibacterial soap protects you from germs.
Sandra?
Well, I guess so, because why wouldn't you? You know, like, it's antibacterial, so sure.
Whoa, you better do some homework.
Am I believing the advertising?
Oh, you got to do some homework, Sandra. False. There is no evidence that antibacterial soap are any better than soap and water when it comes to cleaning surfaces or on your hands, according to a lot of people out there.
The Center of Disease
Control. Yeah, the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. Since antibacterial soaps contain chemicals that have been linked to environmental health problems, it is best practice to wash your hands with soap and water.
And they're talking about a regular, just a plain soap. And what's interesting, up here where Copper Touch is located, which is in central Minnesota, we live in rural areas, and a lot of us have our own septic systems. And one of the things that they tell us is do not use antimicrobial products at all.
Oh, really?
Because they'll wreck your septic system because of the chemicals that are in there. So I kind of had a feeling this one was going to be false just because of that warning that we had. So we don't use any kind of antibacterial chemicals in our home because we don't want it to get into our septic system.
I didn't know that.
So regular soap and water is the key. Or Copper Touch is the key.
If you don't have soap and water, you pull out your Copper Touch, and that'll be just as good as soap and water.
Okay, so here's the last one I'll ask you. Does anybody know what the 5-second rule is?
Yeah, you drop something on the floor. If it's been there less than 5 seconds, you still get to eat it.
You're absolutely right. I did not know that. How did you know that, Sandra?
Because I have kids. And I'm like, you know how much stuff they spill on the floor? And I'm like, just pick it up and eat it. It's only been there 5 seconds.
Really? Renee, who is our director, our program director, she's sitting here laughing and nodding because she has kids. And she's like, yes, 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 it's true. So anyway, so does the 5-second rule keep you safe or not?
Well, it's kind of a myth or not a myth. It's kind of, they don't know. So maybe this is actually a half truth, says experts. While off the floor eating is far from ideal, you know, it's not the best place to do things. Research has proven that the less time food stays on the floor, the less bacteria it tends to pick up. But that rule of thumb is that But the rule of thumb is that all the food dropped on the floor can pick up some bacteria, so it's best to discard it ASAP.
I have a 94-year-old aunt that lives in Duluth, and she scrubs her floor with, she'll only use Mr. Clean. So mm-hmm. I'm giving them a little shout out here because that's the only product that she'll use. Her kitchen floor, she scrubs it on her hands and knees so every other day, so that if she spills things, she can pick up the food and eat it off the floor.
Oh.
And that comes from, she doesn't want to waste anything.
My aunt,
yeah, because she would never waste anything. So if she dropped anything on the floor, so every other day she scrubs the kitchen floor so that if she drops anything, she can make sure she can still pick it up and eat it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that gives like new name to a floor so clean you can eat off it. She's absolutely
hated. That's what she says.
But I'm going to buzz in and say I think eating off the floor is safer because it means that you don't yell as much at your kids. So your kids are actually safer by picking it up because they won't get yelled at by me. And Renee, you know this thing. Oh, just pick it up and eat it. It's fine.
God, I just don't know about this.
So when we talk about spreading germs to one another, people-to-people contact, what are some of the ways you can avoid that? Do either one of you have ideas on that? How can you avoid spreading the germs?
I think, like, my family's European, so we kind of do the cheek kiss. I've noticed that we're not doing the cheek kiss anymore, and the hugs. Like, you know, the less you hug, the less close you are to pick up somebody else's germs, I think.
Right.
Well, I think also covering your mouth when you sneeze. Cover your mouth and nose. Yeah, or cough. And, you know, as soon as you get done with that tissue, please, please, please put it in the trash. That's mm-hmm. how you cut down germs too.
Right. No, and I think, you know, another thing too is if you're sick, if you have like, you just don't feel good, mm-hmm. I think staying home is probably the safest thing to do so that if you do have a flu, a cold, some kind of a virus or illness, that you're not spreading that around.
Right, right. And always wash your hands often. Wash your hands often as much as you can. I know you get tired and whatever, but Copper Touch is not saying do not use soap and water.
Right.
We're just saying if you don't have, you know, if you're not around those soap and water, please use our product and it will be just as good as soap and water.
Right. No, absolutely. And I think it's also important that we're careful to sanitize in our homes,
yes,
or in our businesses, things that we're touching all the time. Keep them clean. I know during the times in the last 6 months, mm-hmm. We actually at work have been sanitizing, you know, the doorknobs and
24 hours. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, keeping in mind, and it's important that people know, not all germs can live on surfaces where they're not spread by surface. So we can't go into panic mode here and think, oh my gosh, you know, everything you touch is going to give you some kind of a plague. And we don't ever want people to feel that way because that isn't the truth. You need to get into the science and understand how germs are spread. We're going to do another show on that exact topic, but it's going to be, we'll give a warning in the beginning that it's only for people that really want to know the science.
Right. And then you also want to limit yourself to people, to groups, especially with elderly and infants and everyone else. You got to limit yourself to who you hang around, and especially if you're sick, please.
Well, Paul, I love what you brought up about the elderly because, you know, Linda, you mentioned your aunt and I, you know, we mentioned my dad. You know, when you're elderly, it's really hard to get up a lot of times and wash your hands. And so I find, you know, we talked about, you know, how my kids use it. We didn't talk about how my dad uses it. We just keep it right where he has the remote control and he can use it on his hands and I can bring him his lunch. And that's so much easier than me getting him up, helping him over to the bathroom. I mean, you know, when somebody has mobility issues, this thing is a dream.
Yeah.
No, it's absolutely true. And, you know, this morning I had to get gas when I was on my way into work. And I go out and I pump the gas and then I go in the car, I grab the Copper Touch, I rub my Copper Touch before I even start my car again and leave. And it's just a regular habit for me. But I feel really lucky, you know, that I've got it right there and I can do that. And, you know, whatever germs might have been on that gas pump.
You know what? That's the most germiest place beside your phone.
I've heard.
Is the gas pumps.
It can be bad.
Yeah. So Copper Touch has got to come up with something for that.
Well, I think we should work on that.
So, yeah. So, and another one, you guys, please avoid touching your eyes, nose. I know it's hard. It's hard for me. I am a hypochondriac. So whenever I get sick or anything, I go right straight to the doctor. My car knows exactly where to go. So, but anyways, avoid touching your eyes and nose and mouth because that's I know it's hard to do, but you make it a habit and it'll hopefully keep you from getting sick.
Right. Well, I think this has been a great show, Sandra and Paul. I have really, really enjoyed it. And I really appreciate, Sandra, you being with us today.
Quite welcome. Absolutely.
Great. And like I said, we're going to be having all kinds of different shows. So keep checking back with us on Cleaner on the Go Radio and you'll stay healthier.
And if you have ideas for upcoming show, things that you would like to hear about, email Renee at coppertouch.com, R-E-N-E at coppertouch.com, and let us know your ideas.
I want to thank everybody for listening today to Cleaner on the Go Radio with me, Paul Frazier, and Linda Pavitt. We're powered by Copper Touch, a lifetime of germ protection, because you're cleaner on the go with Copper Touch. Check us out at coppertouch.com or call us at 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. That's 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. We'll see you next time on Cleaner on the Go Radio.
Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by Copper Touch. Thanks you for listening. For more information, go to www.coppertouch.com. And here's to your great health.